I was watching a bunch of true crime stuff. Okay. And the fun stuff where it's always criminal conspiracy for something cash related.
Victimless crime is what they call it.
Yeah, the fun stuff.
Soft crime.
Those are great. Those are great. And so I just kind of got really interesting. I was hearing a lot about money laundering. I was hearing about all this stuff. And I said, there's no way that something money laundering related has happened at a theme park or a theme park's been involved. So I was just like looking stuff up online, just literally theme park fraud, theme park money laundering, all
this
stuff.
You're hoping.
But I was looking around for all that stuff and really couldn't find a lot of good stuff.
Other than probably the beginning of the century, early 20th century money laundering type burning my park down for the insurance money that was happening at early theme parks that were built for, you know, seaside ventures. I'm assuming you mean you want more modern ventures,
yeah.
More mid-century, past mid-century.
Something more contemporary. Okay. That's what I'm in the market for as far as this.
You don't want a guy with a big mustache and a brim hat who's pouring gasoline on his theme park in broad daylight. And when somebody goes by, what are you doing? And he's saying, I need the insurance money.
Just admitting it.
Just because there's no way to catch him. And he'll just leave town.
It was so easy back then.
I'm dumping gasoline and people on the pier saying, what are you doing? Oh, I'm burning it down. I need the insurance. It's 1902.
And they get it. They're like, not even mad about it. They're like, yeah, this shouldn't even be happening. So anyway, I found an article from February of 1999.
That is contemporary.
So we're right in the modern day. And it's simply titled, Candidate's Spouse Faces Fraud Trial. And it did that thing on Google where it's like, it gives you the highlighted word that you looked for. So I know money laundering is in here somewhere.
Okay. Did you read it?
Yeah. But I just read the first paragraph, but I'm not really a great reader. I don't want this to be too painful.
I'll hand it over.
Okay. Yeah. I only read about the first paragraph, so I know where we're going.
Don't worry. I'll read. That way you'll get my live reaction at my pace. Candidate's spouse faces fraud trial. It's my favorite Dr. Seuss novel. Candidate's spouse faces, okay, so it's the candidate, like a political candidate, their spouse faces a fraud trial. I thought it was candidate spouse, like his
someone's competing to be the spouse.
No, like his name was Brian Spouse, like candidate spouse, like candidate Obama or something like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it's a title.
It is the candidate spouse. Okay, here we go. The dream was big. A company called Fun Junction USA, sorry. Already.
Get the name right.
Fun Junction USA. I don't want to assume that this is a money laundering scheme. I'm going to give it my...
Give them a fair chance, man.
A company called Fun Junction USA would build a theme park on 2,000 acres of land in Manatee County to rival Florida's best amusement parks. Unnamed. I wonder what they are. Fun Junction was to have a prototype of a high-speed train that hovered over a track using superconductive magnets.
Oh, no. The train at the heart of this story.
Well, I'm going to have a train. I mean, if I'm gonna,
it starts with the train.
That is like a mafia thing. It's like, well, we're going to have spaghetti. The mafia restaurants that were operating out of Italian restaurants, it's just like, well, we're going to make it good.
We have to have that, yeah, of course.
It has to be good. Like, that red sauce has to be good, even though this is all to launder money. Okay, again, I don't know if this is to launder money. And part of the park would be given to Louise Harrison, sister of former Beatle George Harrison and Sarasota celebrity. To create an environmental education center.
Oh.
The project was estimated to cost as much as $2.8 billion in 1999. That's a lot.
That's crazy.
The dream belonged to Philip B. Reed, the husband of Gulf City Council candidate Jerry Reed. And now Philip Reed faces charges of scheming to defraud investors who gave him more than $200,000 to pay for the development of the theme park, a project that has never been built, court documents show. I don't need the documents. I know.
It's not there. The biggest piece of evidence is missing. Yeah.
And the worst part is we revealed through these documents that the park isn't even there.
It was a bombshell when we found out.
What? I could have sworn. Philip Reed was arrested and charged in October 1996 with 35 felonies as a result of his dealings with the failed theme park. He faces one count of scheming to defraud investors, 3 counts of grand theft, 15 counts of selling unregistered stock, and 16 counts of being an unregistered securities dealer.
Man, that's how they get you. Always. Yeah. You think you're just doing a regular theme park fraud where you're just taking the money. Next thing you know, they hit you with the extra charges. Yes. You're like, I don't even know what a securities thing is, dude.
State authorities say Reed deposited some money people gave him to help develop the amusement park into a personal bank account that belongs to him and his wife, Jerry. His trial has tentatively been set for April 6th in Pinellas County Circuit Court. Reed, who has been free on $25,000 bail, declined to comment last week about the charges pending against him. His public defender insists that Reed never set out to defraud anyone. I have a tremendous amount of discovery to show that he had a tremendous amount of projects going.
He's got so many notebooks full of train drawings. He wanted this from the beginning, bro.
Obviously, he put a lot of money out in the furtherance of this business. Philip Reed told state investigators that he never sold stock to anybody, although he did take personal loans from some people, court documents show. Jerry and Philip Reed have been married for 20 years and have 5 children. They say they live modestly in a $50,000 home at 702nd 63rd State Street in Gulfport.
Doxed with the Tampa Bay Times. Oh, these are the guys with all the money, by the 200,000 theme park dollars? Okay.
I do my projects. He does his projects. Jerry Reed said of Fun Junction USA. It's not something I ever got into. I know there were some personal loans, and other than that, I don't know a lot about it. Bullshit. Wait, Jerry.
Now, you mean to tell me your husband is just building a theme park and you got to go along? Who are you, Lillian Disney?
I don't know what he's up to. I'm usually just at home with the daisies and the children. And apparently in this case, running for Pinellas County office. It's not something I ever got into.
I'm worried about my political career, not about these dang theme parks.
Although the state alleges Philip Reed owes thousands of dollars to investors, Jerry Reed lists no personal liabilities on the financial disclosure form from her current campaign. Jerry Reed says she knew little about her husband's business dealings, which occurred while she was working at a local retirement home and going to St. Petersburg Junior College to get her registered nurse's degree. Politician alibi. Yeah. I don't know what was going on. I was too busy donating to local animal shelters and helping the poor.
I couldn't have done this.
Yes. I had no idea my husband was I've never even heard of Fun Junction USA. It's certainly not sprawled across my living room and kitchen. Documents.
The entire Imagineering department for Fun Junction USA is at the dining table.
I was too busy engaging with the local community and creating grassroots support for local causes to notice the floating train drawings that were littered across my garage. She has not been charged with any wrongdoing.
Well, that's good.
And I'm not accusing her. She hopes voters will still elect her to the Ward 3 council seat on March 3rd. I'm the one that's the candidate, not him, she said. I'm running the campaign on the basis of my abilities, goals, and objectives. It doesn't change me any. Is she trying to get on the zoning committee to approve Fun Junction USA? I mean, is this a long, like, because
Is she in on it in a major way?
Well, at this point, I don't think it's money laundering in this article. I think this guy's trying to build a theme park. I don't know.
I've heard so far, yeah, it seems pretty earnest.
And I'm sure that money that he deposited into his own bank was just to keep him alive. To make the theme park.
Fun Junction USA asset, yeah.
Fun Junction USA. I don't know anything about Fun Junction USA. I don't know about the lands.
I don't know what type of characters he's planning on having at Fun Junction. That is my husband's deal. I am not involved in Fun. At the press conference, she's at the debate. She's up there. What is your plan? What are you thinking about? Honey, I promise it won't affect your campaign. I swear it has nothing to do with it.
I'm running the campaign on the basis of my abilities, goals, and objectives. It doesn't change me any. State authorities who investigated Fun Junction USA paint a different picture of Philip Reed.
He's not the man we thought he was. What?
They say he took thousands of dollars between November 1994 and August 1996 from at least 15 duped investors in several states. Authorities say Reed told the investors that the payments would guarantee them stock in a company called Fun Junction USA and that the stock would multiply in value once the corporation was officially public.
Oh wow.
We're going to have a public.
So yeah, he's just going handshake and, you know, my word against his on all this. I hope they talk about who the investors were.
The stock was sold at $1, 1.5 shares, with the expectation it could increase to $10 per share. Reed promised to send them stock certificates, but never did. This was a dream that Mr. Reed had, and he hoped that it would come about, said Robert Stinson, an investigator with Pinellas Pasco State Attorney's Office who worked the case. If you're going to sell securities, you have to be registered with the state to do so. Well, now we know.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So he's like, guys, check it out. You're going to get all this stock that doesn't exist, and making that promise to everybody. But he can still, maybe in his mind, get away with it because it's like, hey, I didn't actually sell anybody any stock, but I guess that promise is enough for you to be in violation. Well, damn, man, I hope they don't liquidate Fun Junction. I'm riding that one. Fun Junction to the moon.
In the upcoming litigation, Reed has sworn that he is totally insolvent and without funds, so he'll be represented by a public defender. Philip Reed told state investigators that he wanted to return one major investor's money when the investor asked for it, but was unable to do so because he didn't have the money.
Sorry, guys. I went into R&D on the train.
I would love to, but I don't have your money anymore.
Well, where did it go?
It's weird that the Florida Department of Banking and Finance... No, it was the Pinellas Pasco State Attorney's Office made it clear that this was a dream that Mr. Reed had. And he hoped that it would come about. Like, even the people that are accusing him of doing this are acknowledging that he really did want to build
this. That he had innocent intentions.
Yeah.
Well, suddenly this just became a very different story.
A former television and VCR repairman, Reed, received disability payments because he broke his neck in a car accident 8 years ago, then re-injured it. Some of the people who invested in Reed's company were cousins related to the mother-in-law of his brothers. Others were strangers, such as a nanny and a therapist who found out about the company by knowing Reed's relatives, deposition state. Sam Cook Jr., a distant relative who lives in Whitney, Texas, sent the largest amount of money, according to court documents, two checks to Reed that totaled $205,000. None of the money was ever deposited into a Fun Junction USA account. Oh, that's bad, according to the state. Instead, it was paid within 2 months to other debtors or businesses. When Cook did not receive a stock certificate, he requested his money back in December 1995. Cook told state investigators that Reed never responded to his request. The company itself was dissolved officially in August 1996. Oh, they're not going to build it.
Oh, man, the dream is dead.
Okay, here we go. Because I was like, I don't care. But then the writer of this article knew that I was about to switch my gaze to a different part of the physical paper. And then they said the park that Reed envisioned would have been fabulous, according to the deposition of Lewis Williams. Williams, who owns LR Tag Williams Enterprises, had been promised he could be vice president of human resources for Fun Junction and invested $20,000 in the company himself.
Oh, no.
So this poor guy that he took his money and promised to be vice president of human resources.
Why would you want that job?
He's like, this park would have been fabulous. He believes in the dream.
He's still dreaming, man. He's still.
Williams said Reed's plans grew from a $6 million project on 60 or 70 acres in Pinellas County to a $2.8 billion sprawling park in Manatee.
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, you know, we're going to go all the way with
400
it.
400 times the size. I was satisfied that it was realistic, Williams said in his deposition.
Because I have no idea how they make these places normally.
Reed was spending money toward the park on engineering studies, environmental studies, and architectural plans. I mean, 200 grand isn't even probably enough to get a full inspection.
No way. To survey the land. I mean, to do all the logistics required, let alone to build the futuristic train that you dreamt one night and said, I know how to build this. I need a theme park.
Farmland in Manatee County had been picked out after surveying many locations, including an old landfill at Interstate 275 and Roosevelt Boulevard, Williams testified.
Man, they're running out of orange groves. You can't be that picky these days, man. Any place you got virgin land, you need it. Just because they got trash on top.
Fun fact, when you walked into Fun Junction?
Fun Junction.
When Fun Junction opened, you can see needles prickling out of the concrete because it used to be a landfill. And they hadn't been scraped off yet.
To this day, it's a faint garbage smell. It's baked into the earth. You can't get rid of it.
Reed also wanted to work out a deal with Lakeland-based Flora Magplane, a company that had proposed to build a high-speed train that would run floating above a magnetic track to connect Florida cities. Donald Kaplan, a director of the company, testified in a deposition. Under the deal, Magplane would have been built on a multi-million-dollar demonstration train on Reed's theme park to help attract people. Investors associated with Reed's park would have helped finance the prototype. But Reed's attempts to secure major financing for his dreams fell through, witnesses said. Reed had targeted a major investors, including a wealthy Canadian family, a financial group in London, and an international broker in Connecticut. Prosecutors asked William if Reed was living high on... What? Prosecutors asked William if Reed was living, quote, high on the hog. Sir, I'm with the State Department, and I have to ask you, have you been living high on the hog? As money came in for your theme park.
The prosecutor is just like saying weird stuff like, I don't know, man, this is a little bit beyond my ken. I got to look that up real quick. I'm like, what is he saying? Yeah, this whole case, this is just grist for the mill. Stop saying stuff like that. Even the typist is going, I'm spelling it wrong.
Grist.
Brist for the mill. I don't know what that means.
I became aware at one point in time that he probably had a little more money than he had previously because he put a roof on his garage, remodeled the garage, did something with the air conditioning in the house, Williams answered.
Well, I wonder where that money came from.
Now that's a plan that I could see $200,000 being useful for. Jerry Reed said that as far as she knew, none of the money from Fun Junction USA had ever been spent for her family's personal use. Okay. Well, that's the end of that.
I also found one more article that relates to this one. It's about the same topic. I'll read this one real quick. This comes from June 17, 1998. Theme park fraud brings guilty plea.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So when was that other article from? Do you have that?
1999. I don't know, but definitely before he pled guilty.
Sam Cooke Jr. watched Tuesday as Philip Reed pleaded guilty to charges that he defrauded $277,000 from 10 people who invested in what they believed to be a plan to build a Disney-style theme park. They said at that time, they're like, okay, we got clearance. But for Cooke, who lost $3,000 to Reed, a guilty plea wasn't enough. Cooke turned to the judge and said, I haven't heard him apologize for what he's done. So you're in court with the guy.
I'm in court. The prosecutors are saying, has this man been high on the hog? And I said, I haven't even gotten a damn sorry from the guy. What the hell's going on?
As you sit across from the man who you know used your $3,000 to get a new AC unit. And I'm like, I know you did it and I need you to apologize, man. As his attorney protested that Reed didn't have to say anything. He's backing you
up. He hasn't said he's sorry. He doesn't have to say to you. What, your entry to this $2.8 billion venture was 10 grand?
They couldn't believe their luck, man. That was part of the strategy where it's
I got 10 grand. All I need is another 10,000 people. Probably not even as much money as he needs.
As his attorney protested that Reed didn't have to say anything, Reed stood before his victims and in a clear voice said, I am really sorry for what happened and how it came about. It was never my intention to hurt anyone.
This is so sad. I believe him. I knew his eyes were bigger than his stomach on this thing. I've seen it happen before. I could have testified.
Well, we hear only the success stories, right? We only hear Disneyland was crazy, but it worked.
I can't believe this ever worked. That's my testimony.
I can't believe it worked in the first place. This poor guy thought he had reason to believe right. That it was possible that someone could build.
I can't believe it worked then, but nobody's talking about this. We just keep making documentaries about how the guy that did this was a genius and everyone else was an asshole that didn't believe him. They didn't believe, Walt Disney, but Walt Disney sure showed them. Ooh, I'll show them.
I'll be able to show them too. Check it out.
Hey, they're telling me not to do this.
Just like Walt.
This sounds so familiar. I really, I'm really close to just getting a seat on that council. I really don't think you should risk it with this theme park right now. That's exactly what they told Walt Disney. And look, man, look, baby, we're an hour away from Walt Disney World. He wasn't even thinking that big in the beginning. I'm thinking conservative. This place will only be like $6 million. A week later, $2.8 billion.
What a jump to like, what happened? What did he add? I want to talk to that guy. I need his unsealed deposition. I need to know the full pitch. I need the Disneyland TV show pitch for how he envisioned this.
Because what was the initial plan? The initial plan was like probably, well, I'll just build Fun Spot. But I mean, $6 million isn't enough. Like, I'm testifying, and I'm like, well, Disneyland was built for 17.5 in 1954.
Yeah,
there's no way $6 million is enough to do anything. You can't build a county fair for $6 million nowadays.
Yeah, speaking as an expert witness in this trial, of course, as I am, I know these things.
I come on fully defending this guy. Just, well, Mr. Perger, what? What happened? You think he was being honest when the park from $6 million to $2.8 billion? Does that not seem suspicious to you? Nope, not even a little bit. I've seen it happen time and time again. $6 million was way too low. Isn't it a little bit shady that he was going to his family to help him? No, that's always how it happens. That happens every time. It seems like a few of these characters he found along the way are a bit sketchy, and you know that their backgrounds are a bit shady, that he's working with people that don't have the best reputations. I'm like, yeah, that's it. You got to do it.
Exactly. I'm going by the playbook, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
He hit every beat. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sure how this didn't work. Are we sure it's not there?
Are you assuming it's not there?
Is it because the documents say it's not there? Should we go check? Did anybody check? Because he seems to have done everything right. He's involved his family. He's gotten sketchy characters. He's overpromised. He has a train. And his thing is costing way too much money. We should go check it.
Are they behind schedule too? Because that's the only thing we're missing.
He's like, yes, we are behind schedule. You're doing great. Don't worry. Oh, I'm going to get you out of this. I say that across the courtroom. Don't you worry, buddy. I got you.
It's like, guys, you would reasonably expect that you could build a movie theater. Right, you would assume that, of course. This guy.
That is a great example because this world has been built. The infrastructure is already there.
Yep.
Like, you just exist here. It is daunting to the point that you as an individual If you don't have the ability to say, from where I'm sitting right now on this couch to me standing in the theme park that I built, that will never happen, ever. You will never do that unless you dedicate like decades of your life and also become rich in a different way first and then fund it. I mean, there's no way. I mean, there's no way that I can say I'm going to do it. And then, how many years would be reasonable for me to be standing here? And I said, remember when I was sitting on the couch with you, Jack, and I told you, well, I'm going to build that park, and we're standing in it. Isn't this crazy? I mean, that's just not happening. Yeah, start a YouTube channel. That's the only thing you can
really. That's all we have left.
That's all you got. I mean,
the final frontier.
I mean, don't start a website. Nobody uses websites anymore. I mean, what are you? Everyone's mad at me.
What did I ever do to anybody except promise them a junction that was so full of fun?
In this beautiful country.
Fun junction, what's your function? To steal a lot of money, apparently. I don't know. And that is what's so beautiful about theme parks, because you ask anybody. A movie theater would be absurd. A restaurant is even too crazy for some people. But I feel like a lot of people have had fantasies about what does their theme park look like. I feel it's almost like a whole art style almost that you've seen, because the theme park is literally a place that's just born out of someone's imagination. So it's the perfect blueprint for, I want to do that too. What if my river was made out of chocolate? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, but also there's a fallacy in that.
Oh, yes, I'm aware of that part. I mean,
because you're right. Building a movie theater as an individual, yeah, I'm just going to go out and do it. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. You're just not. Like, I don't know what you're going to.
There's no way.
I'm going to do it with Moxie. You can't build, it's not the 40s and 50s. You can't build things with Moxie.
But you're underestimating my stick-to-itiveness. That's a major factor in whether or not I build this.
And my follow-through. I have thick skin. Isn't that mean for anything? So, okay, movie theater's out of the question. Restaurant, from the ground up?
Yeah. Who's going to be the cashier? Like, even those questions, it's like, I would never have that question about my theme park.
I mean, I'm so far away from that. But the thing is, if you build a theme park, you have to build movie theaters and build restaurants and do everything.
It's the hardest version of all that. It's all of it.
It's everything.
And also make it seem like it's not what's happening.
Right. To a point. And also completely obfuscate everything to feel as though you are in a fantasy land. And I'm saying all this on the stand. This, he hasn't even said sorry. And I'm saying, don't you fucking say sorry to these idiots. They deserve to get this money.
If you knew what he was up against.
What did you think your $20,000 was going to do here? That was the top of the castle. That was my 20 grand. That's the surveying costs before we buy the land.
3% of concrete. It was mine. I did it. You should have known it was a scam for how little money he was happy with.
Exactly.
You should have been like, he's like a businessman. You hand him 20 bucks and he goes, and he like lights up and runs away really quickly. You're like, I don't feel good. I don't feel confident in that transaction. I'm not seeing dividends from that. My two penny dividend I was expecting.
When I'm writing my $5,000 check and I see his pupils dilate.
I see him waiting for me to finish signing it.
I have a good feeling about this. Whatever happened to Fun Junction USA? I never got my stock certificate. I better look into this. Did they build it? I haven't been. I'll tell you this much. He has the moxie. Sir, were you high on the hog? I was not high on the hog. Guys, this is court. Can we use...
You swore under oath that you were not high on the hog, and we have direct contradictory evidence.
He starts to tear up. I'm like, baby, don't cry. It's okay. You didn't do anything wrong. Don't listen to these people. I'm aiding and abetting in this man, destroying his relationships, ruining his family to build a theme park. I travel around the country just getting all these weirdos hyped up on their own confidence. You know what they told Walt Disney when he was in court?
Well, because he was.
Because he was.
We have the photos.
They told him, is this a communist? And he said, yes. Now, that's what you should say. Now, go. You know what Walt Disney would do if he was here? I'll tell you what he would do. He'd call these people commies and he'd leave and he would go probably to South America for a while. That's what you should do, honestly, man. Let everything blow over. Come back stronger than ever. I hand him a big fake mustache and I said, it'll blow over. You can still do this. In court.
This is yours now.
I'm causing a diversion so he can escape, so he can continue to build Fun Junction USA. It's going to work. The train is non-negotiable. You have to build the train.
The train is the whole point, guys. Like, the fact that we haven't heard anything else but the train.
This said the guy's from Texas, right? This fellow took my money. He said he would build some sort of Fun Junction USA. He didn't build nothing. And I'm like, you. Give him some time.
He's right, but at the same time.
Are you sure you invested enough?
You didn't invest enough for progress reports, sir. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Reed will be sentenced July 6th to a year and one day in state prison to be followed by 15 years probation. Jesus. Reed agreed to sell his house, which prosecutors say he bought with the cash from defrauded investors.
Oh, my gosh.
And pay $300 every month of his probation.
So he used to pay $300 to like 50, for the rest of his life, probably. Yeah,
15
How old is he?
42.
Yeah, it's not the rest of his life, but yeah.
But I mean, that's still a huge chunk of your life to be on parole.
Wait, so he bought his house with the money, but the wife was like, we have a very modest home. Is that
The $50,000 home. I guess that's what they're saying, because that was from, that's still
How
from.
How could I have bought a $50,000 home with $200,000? Oh, we moved? I didn't know.
I was too busy campaigning.
I was too busy kissing babies and going to local restaurants and diners wearing my cowboy hats.
He had faced a minimum of 5 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
So they were going to get this guy. So he only got a year and what was it? A year and one day in state prison. Jesus.
What do you mean I can't take investment? I mean, that is something. Like, I do believe he just didn't know about the securities.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially back then. It's like, yeah, he's not a law expert. Like, literally, he didn't know.
Or is he actually really smart? And had he registered, would he be even more liable? Like, if you acting as like a registered security exchanger actually do this fraud that he did, yeah. would that be worse?
Is that part of the strategy to be like,
I didn't even know that I needed to be registered with the state to sell stock. And then they can't get you on like a higher level federal something or other. Like, I feel like, but I don't think he did it. So, at the same
time, there's no way.
And also, he needs to sleep somewhere. The house is only 50 grand.
Yeah. I mean, that's not the biggest problem here, guys.
Where are we going to put all the drawings for the train? I just don't get it.
This is Fun Junction HQ, man. I'm telling you.
I guess I don't get it. I thought he needed to sleep. Because if he dies, this thing isn't happening.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen before.
And you guys... I know how these things go.
The only way this gets built, the only way is if he lives. And he needs somewhere to live. And so that money that you invested is being invested. I mean, if 50 grand is all it costs to keep Walt going for another 10 years, we would be in Epcot literally right now. Literally, it would be Epcot. It would have sprawled to Pinellas. We would be in.
Us, this courtroom.
This courtroom would have been annexed into Epcot.
We would be seeing a picture of Walt Disney in this courtroom. It's just the way it
the
is.
The only difference is that he died. So that money you gave him to buy his, I mean, that's a modest home. He must have been so pissed because, I mean, he should have blown it on coke and prostitutes.
I know, right? He's like playing it safe. He's like, I think I could probably get away with it.
I think I could probably get a new AC unit. I mean, I don't think, no one will fault me if I get a little bit of AC. And he's like bringing it up in court, I think he did it for the AC unit. And he's like, I thought that was such an economical decision.
Come on, man.
I really wanted a Mustang.
This is what happens when you settle. That's why I refuse to settle on my $2 billion theme park concept. I
couldn't get like top shelf liquor. I've never even had any of the high life. I've never had caviar. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Never going to get another chance to do this again.
I need a garage door. And I'm like, he does need a garage door, because if any of the competitors can get into that garage and steal those train.
It's over.
It's over.
Because that famously happened once, of course, in the late 80s, we know.
Right.
Anything's possible if you believe, or if you have no knowledge of how to actually construct these things.
That's like the weird dip. Either you know nothing, therefore you think you can pull this off, or you know everything, therefore you would never try.
The amusement Dunning-Kruger effect of
right where you know enough to maybe do it, but don't know so much that you would never try. I thought it would be my gumption.
I thought that would
move the needle. I thought that would be what pushed me over the edge. You got high on the hog. You got AC. I have no sympathy or defense for somebody that acquires a theme park. But I will go to the ends of the earth to defend anyone that will do anything to build one. You want to turn this landfill into Fun Junction USA, buddy, sign me up.
I'm all over.
I will go to law school, pass the bar, just to defend you, to do whatever the hell you need to get this place off the ground. Make a train float over this garbage.
I would do the equivalent of anything Walt Disney asked me, because I understand that's where we're at right now.
Right. Well, you know, like, the house that burned down in Disneyland.
No. What?
Yeah. There was a house where Disneyland was going to be built. I think it was in the parking lot area before they built it.
Oh, no.
And then it burned down.
Oh, did it? Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. The family didn't want to sell. This is from Todd James Pierce's book, 3 Years in Wonderland.
The largest unfinished area was not inside the park. It was instead the land earmarked for the parking lot. The area still held houses and sheds, as well as a few chicken coops. One of the abandoned houses had been used as a construction office, while another was simply empty. Regardless, they all needed to be moved or torn down before the park could open. But rather than use a bulldozer or wrecking ball to tear down the unwanted structures, a crew member suggested that they have a, quote, house wrecking party. This is C.V. Wood, the third guy that helped build Disneyland. But Woody's motivation was larger than that. He quickly sees an opportunity to solve a problem much more complicated than the unfinished parking lot. While the men were getting liquored up, Woody told Shelton that it wouldn't be the end of the world if one of the farmhouses accidentally caught on fire. The land needed to be completely cleared, he repeated. Around 10 o'clock, the structure accidentally caught fire. As the house was burning, the men stood around watching the flames, drinking the last of the beer and throwing empty bottles into the blaze. The old house, composed of dry wood, burned bright, crackling and tossing embers into the ink-hued sky. I'm reading this in court, and I say, he didn't do any of that.
He's a nice guy by comparison.
That's how Disneyland got built. I mean, that's where California Adventure is now. This guy had the decency to build it in a landfill. When's the last time you went to the landfill?
No one lives at the landfill.
That's how Disneyland was built. And the worst part is this poor soul, who did not mean to defraud anyone, I'm still standing by, is sitting there, and he's just like, oh my God, I thought he did it out of willpower. I'm actively destroying his view because he did everything on accident. And I'm telling him, well, they burned down those houses. The Sheridan house burned down for the insurance money. And this guy didn't do any of that. And he's like, I thought that it was the magic. I'm like, you thought this place was built by magic? No, these places are crazy. These places are built crazily by crazy people.
It's the only way.
It's the only way. Well, the state agrees that he believed in the project, but he did not get the proper license to sell securities. That's what we're here for.
These are trumped up charges, man.
Until this man has to execute an elephant because it won't perform in whatever parade he's got going on in Fun Junction. I don't want to hear anything until this man has to cover up a murder that has happened on his construction site. This is ridiculous. This man is squeaky clean. And at the end of it, I'm like, I don't think you have what it takes, man. I don't think you got the stones to
give me that mustache back. Jerry Reed, the wife, who was not charged in the case and said she knew nothing of her husband's business dealings, lost a bid for city council in March. So this threw her, man, sunk her right out.
Damn it.
Yazelle, the lawyer, said his client never set out to defraud anyone. He portrayed Reed as a legitimate businessman who got in too deep.
He's dipping his toes. He's only $237,000 out of $2.5 million. This is not in too deep. You can't handle the amount of money it's going to cost just to fly you across the country to get the rest of the money? That's what this is.
We're following with the lawyer. Mr. Reed is certainly not a perfect businessman, Yazelle said. But he made every attempt to get it off the ground. He didn't do any of this with the intent to defraud anybody. So he's making your case.
Yeah,
he's going
nodding.
Hard. I'm back.
He's not
up.
A perfect businessman. My public defender, I'm like, thanks.
Insult to injury.
Look, we concede. He's not perfect. I mean, but he didn't get high on the hog.
Oh, no. But prosecutors, however, said Reed spent only a small portion of the money investors gave him on actual plans for the park. In all, Reed pleaded guilty to 25 felonies, including grand theft, scheming to defraud, and the sale of unregistered securities. Man, they're tagging him with that, dude.
Grand theft. This is not money laundering, by the way.
No. So I don't know where, but it was, I swear, it was in the article. That's how we started. That's how we went down this road. That's what they thought it was, too.
Why
I mean, come on.
Guilty to all that when he's just trying to make his theme park. Yeah, I'm honestly confused. Is this man a master manipulator who has now manipulated me into believing in Fun Junction USA, believing in the dream.
Into buying its stock, per se.
So specific on the Beatles thing. That never came back.
I know, right?
George Harrison's sister.
I think it was just because she was local or something.
I guess.
They're like, how do we get, because this is a night, how do we get a Jane Goodall type to endorse Fun Junction and be attached to it?
Well, Garfunkel's brother lives here. Maybe he could. Maybe that could be a land.
He's a local. I shook his hand when I was running for mayor or whatever I was doing.
How dare you?
I can't believe you guys are dragging him through the legal process.
If I see your ass in Fun Junction USA after all this, I'm going to be pissed. You're going to eat your words. I will eat my hat. More Fun Junction for me. And he's looking at me, he's like, no, I really just, I needed the AC.
What? No. My heart is breaking.
I'm like, I don't care what you need, you're building this thing, get out there.
You don't get to build my hopes like this and then take it away.
You don't promise a hover train. And he's like, look, man, a hover train's millions of dollars. Like, it's like futuristic technology. They only have like a couple in the world. I don't think I'm going to be able to build it. I'm like, you don't have to build a fucking hover train. You just have to build a train and call it the hover train.
Yeah.
And then, you know, paint the wheels using the metallic paint. It doesn't matter.
Make it out of car parts, bro. No one cares. We need the fun fact that the hover train actually opened in 1997.
You don't give a what you build. Just open it so you can close it and I can make a video about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. My motivations have been exposed. I'm naked in front of the eyes of the court. I run.
As he offered an apology to his victims, Reed nonetheless never acknowledged to them that he did, in fact, intend to defraud them.
Right. I know that.
Okay.
No, I mean, I know that in my heart. I didn't know that until he said it.
Confirmed. Instead, he said he wanted to avoid furthering the pain that a trial would bring for everyone. Afterward, Cook said he was satisfied both with Reed's plea and apology. The apology we got, he said, was better than no apology at all.
Oh, I found more. Would-be theme park developer arrested. This isn't the first time Reed, who has been a candidate for several city offices in Gulfport, has been questioned by the law. Have you read that yet?
No.
Did I black out? No. Okay.
Oh my God.
In October 1982, woohoo. Oh. That's in the past. That's 14 years ago. Okay, that would have been, you're 26. I'm a 26-year-old man, 14 years away from my dream theme park. He was charged with grand theft and 8 counts of forgery. In that case, Reed, who is president of the Northport Area Jakeys? It's, okay, the United States Junior Chamber, also known as the Jakeys, a leadership training service organization and civic organization for people between the ages of 18 and 40. Okay. Was charged with forging the signature of the organization's recording secretary on 8 checks, according to an affidavit filed in Sarasota County Circuit Court. Sarasota authorities said Reed received about $598. Bro.
Wow.
Stop.
I can't believe that you spent all this time defending a catch-me-if-you-can style guy.
In January 1983, Reed pleaded no contest and an adjudication was withheld. Reed said later that he didn't fight the charges because he didn't want to get involved in a lengthy legal battle.
Oh,
Reed said the matter was a mix-up. I believe it. He said he withdrew money from the account after discussing the matter with the Jakeys treasurer. In the other instances, Reed said he was merely withdrawing money that he had deposited. The excuses are getting
fill up.
And then you have to give $300 for the rest of your life. And the worst part is, it doesn't sound like he has that much money.
Well, definitely not after they took the house.
Considering he was writing multiple fake checks just to go up 568 or whatever that number was. Like,
yeah.
$500.
This is not criminal mastermind behavior.
You're getting arrested over $500. Just go shoplift at that point. I mean, why are you doing white collar crimes for shoplifting margins? That's ridiculous. Just go go steal TVs or something.
The stakes are so much higher for no reason, man.
And also, I feel like you're going to be charged more. Like, yeah. They have a certain amount of white-collar crimes they have to prosecute every year. I'm sure just to get that quota. We can't look suspicious. We can't look like we're targeting.
Yeah, don't throw them a bone with this. Come on,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, they're, oh, wow, we can, that's a two-for-one. That's what they, we call that a twofer, where we can get a white-collar crime to make it look like we actually prosecute white-collar criminals, even though we don't. We actually protect them. And number two, it's someone we don't know and someone that'll never get mad at us and clearly doesn't have the money to retaliate. But it's like, oh, if we go after, you know, Gus Jackson, the man that is a rich multimillionaire that we know is committing multiple securities violations, then that'll be decades of our life.
Oh, yeah.
But you know who we could pick on? Yeah, you should just steal things.
Philip Reed.
I get it, man. If you need AC, or if you, yeah, I mean, you live in Tampa, you got to get some AC.
Yeah, dude.
AC would be hard to steal. Let's start with the window unit. I want central air. No.
We got to start small. We don't want to get caught.
He's like, I'm already doing it so small. I just need a garage door.
I genuinely need it. That wasn't even one of the shady ones.
That's crazy. Just be like, I could tell he got a little money when he replaced his garage door. You shouldn't be committing securities fraud if your aspiration is garage door. I'm sorry. Go steal
Steal the detergent or something, bro. Keep it simple. Don't do like things the FBI has to get involved. Listen, well, what did we learn from this too? Jealousy, envy, always the silent killer, because that's what really killed them. That's what gave them away. Just jealous neighbors.
How was your theme park derailed? The Johnsons noticed the garage door. Fun Junction USA was on its way. It was